Assalamu alaikum, Ustaz. I just came on. I don't know if someone already used, but I just want to know your thoughts on the US election. Who's less evil, the candidates, especially stopping the genocide aim?
Kamala Harris will win. There. Kamala Harris has been programmed to win. Mm-hmm. And as I've talked about it before, Trump, the only thing that Trump can do is to try to increase his popularity as much as possible to make him losing seem implausible. Mm. So that there would be, I think either way the results will be contested. And either way, accusations will come forward that the vote is rigged, because the vote is rigged. Mm-hmm. You're not going to have a vote. You're not going to have an election in America from here on out where it's not rigged. That's not a thing that will happen. Uh-huh. From here on out, your elections are rigged.
It's about which party outwits one.
And you're not unique. Mm. This is what you've done everywhere. And this is what you do in your own country. This is what America has interfered in over 88 elections since 1945. And that's not including their own.
And we have about 5 minutes.
I mean, the naivete that is attached to American exceptionalism, you know, that you actually think that you are exempted from what you yourselves are doing everywhere. That your leaders, I'm not saying this to you, brother, who asked the question, but I'm just talking about the American people generally, have the audacity to believe that their government interferes in elections all around the world, but not in their own election.
Hey, hey, hey. Yeah, so that means the genocide will keep going on no matter who wins the elections.
No, not necessarily. Well, I mean, the election doesn't have anything to do with it, unless Trump wins, unless Trump, you know, unless the faction of the OCGFC that Trump represents win out in their competition with the military-industrial complex OCGFC, with the neocons. If Trump does win, Trump is aligned with Saudi Arabia, which means that he's also going to be aligned with the Saudi peace plan and with BRICS and with what BRICS wants to see happen. And there might be normalization between Saudi Arabia and Israel under a Trump administration, and that will include the establishment of a Palestinian state, and contracts for rebuilding and reconstruction in Gaza, and so on. The only competition that you have from this point on in American elections is who is going to outrig who.
Yeah.
It's a competition between of who can more effectively rig. That's all. That's really all it is at this point. And that's and that goes, the same goes for any country with a so-called democratic election in which America feels they have a stake in the outcome, which is if it takes place on Earth.